Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What is going on, Thunder fans? It is that time of year again. For the first time in almost 5 years, the Thunder are back in the playoffs. And BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season. From MLB golf, the MLB and NHL playoff stats, all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, where the game starts.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Top of Thunder podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Hunsinger at Thunder Chats. We're part of the B-League Network. This podcast is brought to you by BetOnline.ag. We've got us an emergency pod because your Oklahoma City Thunder are not the 3 seed, not the 2 seed, but the 1 seed of the Western Conference in the NBA. Here to freak out with me about it also is, first of all, the official numero uno. Oh, I said uno. That was so dumb. What? That just ruined everything.
Oh, man. Anyway, first person shooter. First person shooter. Numero uno. UNO. Nah, man. Hey, man, I tell you a couple days ago that I thought that we would have a chance at the number one slot in the Western Conference. You always have a chance, and you're always like, so you're saying there's a chance, but to actually have everything kind of fall into place, it was amazing, and it kind of puts a beautiful bow on this season. You know, this is what we've been working towards this entire year. This is what we've seen this team kind of inching towards and taking leaps and bounds throughout the season, and this is the reward that we get at the end of the season, and this has been an amazing run, and hopefully it continues on with 16 more victories here in the next 2 months.
16 wins a ring, baby. We need it. And also joining us is the most Hollywood person on the Bird app, the man, the myth, the legend, the underscone, Connor. What up, Cone?
Not much. I miss the days when it was the Bird app. It was a lot better app back then.
Now it's the Twitter app.
Yeah. See, that doesn't hit the same kind of vibe. But I'm doing fantastic. Shout out to OKC grabbing the 1 seed. There's some people that were scared of it. I'm not. We want all the smoke. And we became the youngest team to ever grab the number one overall seed in the conference. The youngest team to ever win 55 plus games. They weren't supposed to be here, and yet they are. And it's continued that people still doubt them. People still think they won't go anywhere. Just continue to doubt the Thunder at your own risk. Just huge, huge shout out to them. Mm-hmm. You know, like we were talking about, there's always a chance they could be the number one overall seed. Everybody has a chance going into the season, but it didn't feel like that chance was that crazy especially how stacked the division was. Like the Wolves and Nuggets finished right behind us as the 2 and 3 seeds, and they're in the division. Just didn't seem like a possibility or a realistic one. And, you know, the impossible has been done. They made it as the number one seed. And like y'all were saying, hopefully some more wins to come here in the playoffs in the next couple of months.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, let's talk about it a little bit. You know, we're going to kind of give our takes about the season as a whole before we get into kind of revisit our preseason takes and then get into our predictions for the play-in. Matchups going here. But before we get into there, I just kind of want to set the table. So I pulled up NBA stats here, team stats. So The Oklahoma City Thunder this year, second in points per game. Well, hold on. Third points per game. Sorry, had to refresh it. Third in field goal percentage. First in three-point percentage, which,
wow,
can I get a witness? Like, come on. fourth in free throw percentage. They rounded out 12th in defensive rebounding. We won't talk about the other rebounding, but 12th in defensive rebounding. We'll see here. 11th in assists. 7th in turnovers in terms of protecting the ball. 1st in steals. 2nd in blocks. All right, that's just the traditional stats. Let me get to the advanced stats because it gets better, boys. 3rd in offensive rating.
Wow.
4th in defensive rating. 2nd in net rating.
Just I'm surprised after that performance we didn't jump up more in the defensive rating.
Yeah. I mean, just for fun, 5th in pace and 2nd in true shooting percentage. This team, man. I think I saw Alex Hoops, friend of the pod, personal friend of Cone. He said that we were, I think, 3rd and 4th in half-court offense and defensive rating as well. Like, the turnaround that this team have made, you know, obviously I tweeted about it, everybody's tweeted about it. We were a 10 seed last year. We're now the 1 seed. We were 40 wins last year. We're at 57 wins. Guys, if Shea didn't get hurt, we legitimately could have pushed, like, for franchise record 60 wins this season. Like, yeah. I don't think people realize that. Like, they don't realize how special this team has been this year. And, you know, we saw them peak, like, in the middle of the season. And, you know, they went through the kind of, like, you know, the highs and lows of the season, post-All-Star break, dealt with some injuries, trying to get healthy, resting guys. You know, just kind of, you know, going through the grind of an 82-game season. But these last few games specifically, these guys look healthy. They look in rhythm. They are they're not worried about who's across from them. They are taking care of business. Today, it felt like we were about to break the margin of victory record again against the Dallas Mavericks in the season. Would have been just like a phenomenal explanation point going into the playoffs. Didn't happen, but it's all good. But, you know, this – whatever happens in the playoffs, I say that because I'm very confident we're at least winning one round. Like, I'm just putting that out there. I think my bold prediction is Western Conference Finals. We're at least winning one round. All right. So whatever happens in the playoffs, this was a very special season for a very special team. It's a very special time to be an Oklahoma City Thunder fan.
Yeah, it's – I mean, not much more to add with that. It really was not supposed to be the year that they took this jump. If anything, I thought like next season was when they could really push for like the one seed. Maybe this is a year that they won a playoff series or had a really competitive one. And then next year they took that jump. They said, now we're just going to skip the middle step and become the best team in the Western Conference at the end of the year. Like better than Denver and Phoenix and LA and Golden State. And, you know, the Kings were great last year and the Clippers who added James Harden and the Mavericks with Luka and Kyrie. All these teams, this is one of the best Western conferences we've had in a minute. Like the Warriors have the most wins, I believe, ever out of any 10 seed. I think I saw a stat that was true. The Warriors won 46 games and were a 10 seed. That's how good the conference was. It was unbelievable this season. For reference, the Milwaukee Bucks, who ended up as the 3 seed, would have been tied for 7 if they were here in the Western Conference. It's been stacked all year. It's been unbelievable. And the Thunder being the number one team at the top of all of that, I don't think people are realizing how special that is. It's because, you know, there's a lot of the comments that are like, oh, you know, cool, you got the one seed, you'll get humbled and you'll fall apart and stuff like that. We've heard that all year. This team has heard that all year. They're not really fazed by any of it. And I don't think they're going to be fazed by it going forward. They are just kind of built for this moment.
Yeah, this doesn't happen. Like,
it never happens.
And I say that just kind of seeing it as within the last 20 years, you know, where Oklahoma City has been involved in basketball, this taking a team from building it from the draft and building it up into a championship contender, that rarely happens. And we've seen it happen 3 times in like the past 20 years. 2 of those times have been in Oklahoma City. You know, the Durant, Westbrook, Harden, Ibaka, that era. Then, of course, you had the Warriors that were basically, you know, they were made from the draft. They won a championship without Durant. So it's not like they only won a championship by doing a free agent signing. And they won another one without Durant. And then us again. I don't know how far we're going to go. We still have to see that. We still have to see how that goes. But this team is stacking up and kind of trending towards being that type of team. Almost, you know, probably dynastic here. And it's just, it's something that I always want to tell Thunder fans, hey, this doesn't happen all the time. This doesn't happen all the time. And unfortunately, fortunately for us, it happens all the time here in Oklahoma City because we have a great front office. We have a great ownership group. They hire and they look for people while also looking for players. And, you know, one of the big things that Mark talked about after the game when they talked about like, hey, this is a young team. How are you guys doing this? And basically his answer was that, you know, we have great people here. You know, it's not just great players. We have great people here. They buy into things. They buy, you know, that they're mature beyond their years. And it's just it's hard sometimes as somebody that wants to be realistic with fans and realistic with people and just be like, hey, pump the brakes a little bit. It's going to take time. You know, F that. You know, this team has just blown through that, and this team has done a great job of just, you know, blowing past expectations. It blew everybody's expectations out of the water. Nobody predicted this. And it's just been it's been a great year, and it's been great to see this happen. Like, you rarely see this happen in sports at all, where somebody just completely supersedes the expectations, but it's been great to see it here in Oklahoma City.
It's truly felt like, and I made a video yesterday because I kind of want to just take a moment to reflect. It doesn't feel real. Like, the fact that we're here right now, it feels like we took a time jump to next season or the year after that. And it's not like it's real at the moment. And the amount of room to still grow and build off of this is unbelievable. Like, you know, we want to win a championship this season, but even if we don't go to the conference finals, even this is the beginning. It just started. Where the Thunder are right now, they are so far ahead of schedule, so far ahead of any other rebuilding team out there. It's not even close. So it's just, I think it speaks a lot to what Sam Presti has done, what the coach of the year, Mark Daigneault, has done. And one thing I want to say is, I really hope for some reason they make him do a coach of the year speech, because I think that would be hilarious. He'll be like, you know, it's just about planting the seeds of the future, and it was all the players, and he won't take any credit whatsoever. That's just not Mark. So I hope we see that. It's part of why I wanted him to get the coach of the All-Star game nod, because that would have been hilarious doing media there. But like, I give credit to him. He was really pushing Shea MVP in the post-game press conference. Like, he actually had a pretty good quote about that. It's credit to Mark. It's credit to what Shea's done. J-Dub, Chet, the jumps they've taken, the rest of the supporting cast, this group of young guys who a lot of them were doubted. Isaiah Joe was cut from the Sixers. Kenrich Williams was kind of a throw-in in the Steven Adams trade. Aaron Wiggins was the 55th overall pick. J-Will was a second-round pick. You know, Chet was called too skinny, that he wasn't going to be able to handle the NBA physicality. J-Dub was called by people last year saying he didn't deserve any of the Rookie of the Year hype. He was nothing but a role player. He's been called that all season. Shea was called a fraud. People kept counting down the
foul
days
merchant.
Until foul merchant.
Aura man.
Counting down the days until Shea eventually came back down to earth. Never happened. It never did. He's only gotten better and better. And it really is a team of guys I feel like have been doubted and have been
black eye of the league.
The black eye of the league. Like, we were called some crazy things.
Love you, Justin Termini. Love you.
We were called crazy things 2 years ago. That we were last in the playoffs in 2020.
It wasn't just that was said about us. It was that we were compared to the Charlotte Hornets within that same tweet.
Mm-hmm. And it was like people were calling for Sam Presti to be ousted of the front office because he was ruining the integrity of the game because we were tanking. And we never got the number one overall pick. We never had the best lottery odds. And here we are again. It was crazy. The stuff that the mental gymnastics that people did to rationalize that, oh, OKC, they're the problem. And now again, people are doing all these gymnastics to rationalize that the Thunder aren't that good, that they're going to be disappointing, when every number and the eye test will tell you the Thunder are built for this moment. So it's just, they continue to do this thing. And I think the whole theme of this season, and it's going to continue to be in the playoffs as far as they go, is proving people wrong. And some that even includes us, because none of us predicted the Thunder to win 57 games and be the one seed. So,
I mean, you're absolutely right, man. And you guys kind of touched on it, but like, it's important to understand, like, not even just like tempering expectations. If anything, this should heighten the expectations. This is year one of this like dynasty run that Alex was mentioning. Like, this is like, sure, Shea's been here, Dub's been here, but like, this is the, like, there's a new version of Shea. There's a new version of Dub this year. This is the first time we got to see Chet run. This is
new version of Giddy.
Yeah, we haven't seen a full season of this new version of Giddy. If we saw a full season of this new version of Giddy, like, early on when we were just running through teams, like, we could be talked about in the same era as the Celtics right now. Like, it's it's unbelievable what this team's been able to achieve while being this young, while not having, you know, these playoff reps, like while not being like battle tested, like people want to say. And it's only going to get better. You know, whatever comes from this year, it's only going to benefit this team in the future. You know, if God forbid we get bounced in the first round, cool. Like, we will lick those wounds. We will learn from our mistakes. We will see what our weaknesses are. We will address those in the offseason. You better believe we're going to be coming back at you the next year. Or if we make it all the way to the Western Conference Finals, awesome. We saw some things that work that we can build upon. And, you know, same thing. What beat us? Okay, let's address that in the offseason. Right back at it again. And, you know, another year closer to Shea's prime. Another year of Jalen Williams. Chet Holmgren not trying to play every single game in the season. He gets to rest a little bit. Like, you get
huge,
a fully rested
huge
Chet.
Shout out to him for playing 82 games.
Absolutely. It's a phenomenal story. The fact that, you know, obviously everybody was talking about how injury prone he was going to be, how Zion was literally going to make him explode if he tries to, you know, contest the dunk from him, stuff like that. And he missed the whole season. For him to play the entire season, huge testament to him. And like, it's an awesome milestone. That being said, going forward, like for his career, for like a game to game basis, like I think everybody could agree, like, especially down the stretch, like, even like before All-Star break, Chet could have used a couple rest days here just to kind of get his legs right. And, you know, he was still able to make an impact, you know, while, you know, going through that lack of rest. But like early in the year when we was having like the 36-point performances, 8-block performances, that could be a little bit more of a normalcy if you had a more rested Chet. So like, yeah. As fun as this year could be, as it could have been, you know, if a couple of different things had happened, it's only going to get better, man. So, it's crazy to say that a one seed is just going to get better. But I mean, that's the case, man. And I think that I don't even think that's a homer thing to say. I think anybody with eyes, anybody that's seen this team from an objective lens that doesn't think Shea's a free throw merchant, that doesn't think that Jalen Williams is zesty or Chet's a fake depoy, like, if you look at this team as a basketball fan, you will see that the best is yet to come.
Did you just say Jalen Williams is zesty?
Yes, that's what people are saying.
Okay.
You ever heard that? Alex,
no,
I have
not.
Part of Twitter.
No, it's. I don't go to those parts of Twitter, those dark corners of Twitter where Jalen Williams is zesty.
Sure.
No, Twitter saying some crazy stuff about Dub and the whole team, especially with like the post game interviews. They're like, oh my gosh, like he's, you know, he's glazing them and stuff like that. Like they're doing too much when it's just dudes having fun. It's basketball fans don't like players having fun for some reason.
Nah,
we were the number one seed in a developmental year.
Mm-hmm.
This was Chet's rookie year. This was Kaysen's rookie year. This was, you know, this was J Dub's second
Kaysen
year.
Kaysen too played all 82 games.
He did.
This was, you know, J Will's second year. Like, this was a developmental year. As much as you don't want to say this team is not fully actualized at all. You know, we're actually probably a couple years away from being fully actualized. And to get the number one seed in a developmental year, that should be a big worry for the rest of the league.
Yeah, I want to throw a quote out there that came from Dan Hurley, the UConn coach, a couple of years ago. They lost a game, and he basically said, you better get us now because you're not going to be able to pretty soon. Mm-hmm. And I think that applies heavily to the Thunder in this moment where they don't have experience at the moment. If you want to take your best shot at them, go for it now, because you give them a couple more seasons, you're either not going to have the chance or it's going to be way, way harder to knock them off. I want to give another shout to my guy, Alex Hoops. More stats I think are interesting. Number one record against teams that rank top 10 in point differential this season, and the second best net rating against top 10 teams with a plus 4.6. The only team they were behind was actually Milwaukee, was the team that was ahead of them. So
very nice.
Best team in the West in that regard.
Shout out Alex Hoops, man. Just dropping knowledge on us. But yeah, man, I think it goes without saying, like, you know, we're all super hyped to be the one seed. It was really fun to follow because, like, of the three games we were watching, you know, one of them was going the complete wrong way for that team. One of them was pretty close. And then you look at the Thunder and it's like, oh, the Thunder up 41 at halftime. Like, okay. So like, we don't got to worry about that.
It was a stupid game, man. Like, it was like, so just single large item real quick. There was a point in the first quarter where, you know, Dallas kind of put a little bit of run together. Markieff Morris hit a three. Tim Hardaway was kind of cooking a little bit. Omax Prosper was the one that was cooking in the first quarter. And you look up and it's like a 22-18 game. Fast forward like 6 or 7 minutes and it's like a 41-18 game. Like they went on like this crazy run in the second quarter and it was over after that. Like they went up by 40 points in the second quarter. Like
I think they hit 50 at one moment.
No, they did. Oh yeah. Throughout the majority of the second half.
I was really hoping we would continue to keep our foot on the gas and go for 73. Not that we would ever do that, but I had the hope.
I mean, they had a lineup at the end of the game where it was just like, it was Bismack, it was Moose, it was Ooze, Lindy, and then Kenrich. And I was like, yeah, this is it right here. And then the sad part is, you know, like I've said before, most teams have like a cigar lineup that they put out there, a victory cigar lineup. Our victory cigar lineup is made of players that are, you know, that are rotation pieces for our team. Like, that's how Marquez has played this whole season. And, you know, guys that you think would be victory cigar type players are out there getting minutes throughout the entire year. So they're ready. So,
Just want to say real quick for the Jane gang, you know, final performance of the year. I just got a shout out going into the G League finals.
He did good.
He did nice.
Good. 13 points. 50% shooting, hit a 3-4 assists, and 5 stocks for the Jane gang. We love it, baby. We love it. But no, in all seriousness, like, you know, that wasn't a crazy competitive game. But like for the while, like I think the Nuggets Grizzlies, like they were like, I think they were up 5, like right before halftime. They pushed it to 5, they were 10, like right before half or right at halftime. But like that was uncomfortably close. And obviously the Suns just absolutely blitzed the Wolves, which it's hilarious because they're going to be matching up in the playoffs now.
Yep.
Very interesting matchup, by the way.
Send a message.
Offense versus defense, man. Like, let's see which one actually wins the series.
Suns beat them all 3 times this year by double digits. I'm pretty sure Vegas odds have the Suns as the favorites. I don't know where I'm going to go quite with that yet, but
that is crazy.
It is very interesting. I almost feel bad for the Wolves because they spent like the whole year as the one seed and then at the end of the year just barely missed out on it. And now they have to play the Phoenix Suns. It's, you know, I guess maybe they should spend less time. Anthony Edwards in particular should spend less time complaining about Shea getting free throws and hitting some of his own if they didn't want to beat the 3 seed.
Yeah. Hey, didn't we come on here the day or it was that Sunday when the coach of the conferences were selected for the All-Star game? Mm-hmm. And we came on here and we were like, hey, you go ahead and take the All-Star game. We'll go ahead and take the number one seed in the conference. And then we actually got it.
Probably. Sounds like something we would do.
Yeah.
We'll take it. You know, shout out to the Wolves. They did their thing. Shout out to the Nuggets. Mm-hmm. I also – it's nice that we wouldn't have to play either of those teams, specifically Denver, going into the conference finals at the very least. Not that the Clippers and Mavericks are easy if, you know, we make it to that second round, but – I would rather play one of those teams than Denver 100%. So
yeah.
Second round. Yeah.
And it's ironic because like, you know, the whole like seeding watch of today could have been avoided for the Wolves if Anthony Davis doesn't miss three free throws against us and then the Nuggets could have been avoided if Shea didn't hit a game winner at Denver against them. So it's kind of wild. Shout out Royce who pointed that out. Like that was the shot that gave ended up giving the Thunder the one seed. So
just crazy, yeah, man.
I think he put the wrong shot on there. Cause I think the shot that he put out, like there was two like game winners against Denver, but the one that he put on there wasn't the Trey Mann one, right? Wasn't the one where Trey Mann was celebrating.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, was that one? Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw somebody else put a similar tweet, and it was the shot that basically kept us in the lead for like the third game we played against them this season.
It was he did the one. It was like when Chris Fisher was like probing, piercing, rising, nailed the shot or whatever. That's not like a spin move. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 All right. Well, hey, guys, we made some predictions early in the season. You know, we kind of talked about how nobody saw us being here, and that is evidenced by our predictions. Cone actually has to peace out here in a little bit, so I'm going to go to his first right after a word from our sponsors. That's right. We're getting the ad read off the short pod.
There we go. Go. We gotta get the bag.
Absolutely. All right. We are jumping into our preseason predictions, kind of seeing how the guys did going into the playoffs. So, Cone, your record for the Thunder was 46-36.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
11 wins off. So, yeah. Don't think you get a W there. You had the Celtics at the one seed. So, congrats for that. Okay. Let's see here. I'm trying to see if you got any other ones right. Are the Pacers an 8 seed?
They are they're the 6 seed, actually. So they even exceeded my expectations.
Yeah. All right. So you didn't nail any other seeding in the East, but let's look at the West. You have Mavs at 5. Yes, you got Mavs at 5. And yep, that's it. No. You got two of them. Exactly.
I'll take two. I'll live with that.
I like it. You got a top 5 defense for the Thunder. I'd say that is correct. Mm-hmm. Fringe top 10 offense. If you didn't say fringe, we could have counted it. I think we'll give you a half on mine.
Yeah, I'll take a half on that one. I'll accept that.
And then we've got awards here. We'll visit that at a later date, but you do have Diggs at Coach of the Year. I feel pretty confident in that, so we'll go ahead and give you a point. So we'll give you 4.5 points for your predictions.
Did I pick Jokic to win MVP?
You had Tatum for MVP.
Oh, I did go with Tatum. I ended up later switching to Jokic. I should have went with Jokic in the first place.
Oh, you did have OKC with 220 point per game scorers. Dub barely missed it.
He came up with just your
point. What was it?
19.4, I believe, is what he finished at.
I was going to say 19.3, so I was wrong. OKC, 2 top 5 MIPs. Don't think so this year. NBA Western Conference has 6 50-win teams. How close were we?
I think that was right. No, they have Suns and Pelicans both finished with 49. There were 5 50-win teams. I'll take a half point for that.
I'll give it to you. I'll take
a half point. I'm giving myself that one. That one, because that one I was like, that feels like 651 teams is a lot.
I'll even give you half a point for the 20 point per game scores, because we round up around here.
15 and up is all 20 points per game.
There you go.
So you got 19.45. There we go. That'll round it up.
All right. We're giving Cone 5.5 points for his predictions, and he has got a million things to do. So, Cone, appreciate you joining us, sir.
Yep. All right. See you, buddy. Are y'all going to predict, like, or are you going to do this play-in?
Yeah. Who do you think we're going to match up with in the first round?
I think the Lakers beat the Pelicans in the 7-8 matchup. I think the Kings beat the Warriors in the 9-10, and I think we play the Pelicans. I think after all the talk of playing them as the 3-6
all this shit, and we still play the Pelicans.
I think that is. That feels like the funniest outcome, the most roundabout way to get to the Pelicans. So yeah. I think that's how it ends up going. Appreciate y'all. I'll be back again on the podcast at some point soon. Yeah, I've got a million things to do. Actually going to try and plan a trip here to OKC to see the first two games here in a moment. So hopefully I'll see some of y'all there. But yeah,
let's take care
of
y'all.
Peace.
Take it easy, man.
Bye, brother.
All right, Alex. I think we'll save the other predictions from the other guys around the pod, but we'll do mine and yours at least.
Okay.
So we're going to yours first. You had four. Yeah, so you cringed whenever Cone said, when I said 46.
Oh,
for Cone.
Shit. Okay.
But you had 47-35. So
I mean, not as much cringe.
Just a little bit closer.
Just
you predicted a Chet triple double. He got really close so many times.
I think I predicted a 5x5.
You predicted a Chet five by five. Yeah. I think Chet and Shea both had 5x5 draws at one point. Mm-hmm. Shea legitimately almost had one. I think he was literally like one thing away from it, but
I think he's one block away, one or two blocks away.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right. Yeah, Chet triple double would have been really close. But that Denver game, he had 9 blocks, and then the next morning he had 8 blocks. It's like, come on, man! Like, how many blocks could Chet have actually had if the NBA didn't take him away?
I would say at least 50. At least 50.
That's tough. We need the Grizzlies statisticians for the
next group. Please.
All right. So you had Celtics at 1. Very nice. Trying to see. Pacers at 7. I think you got that one. So there we go. Hawks at 9. Are the nine? Are the? I should have the standings up.
They are a 9, I think.
All right, you've got three.
Hold on. Let me check. Oh. Let me be honest. Let me be completely honest.
Alex just said they are.
Nah, they're at 10.
Oh man, so close.
Yep. No, not really. They're 3 games behind Chicago at number 9, but no, not so close.
I just meant by the standings number, but you know, fair. Thank you for your honesty. But hey, you got 2 right. So, oh no, Pacers are at 6 too. Ah, oh, man. Okay.
Well, shit.
You got 1 point right now. All right, let's go to the West. You had the Kings at 2 seed.
Damn, really?
Yeah, you had the Grizzlies at 3.
Wow.
Yeah, that could have been a thing. Trying to see if you got any right. It does not look like it, sir. None in the West. All right, let's go to
I didn't predict Oklahoma City number 1.
You didn't. You had us at 6, my friend.
Wow.
I was trying to protect you with that one. All right, and your bold predictions. You had Mišić traded at the deadline.
Let's go.
You know what? I think for bold predictions, like if you nail it, you should get 3 points. I'm giving you 3 points for that.
I agree with that one. I agree with that. He was just salary fodder. That's all he was.
Yeah. I mean, you absolutely nailed that. So you're up to 4. CP3 ends the Golden State Warriors.
I mean, we're close to it.
It remains to be seen. We'll see about it. I don't think it's Chris Paul's fault, but we'll see about it.
Chris Paul and Draymond.
All right, you had OKC 4 40% shooters from 3.
So, damn it, I should have taken the over.
Yeah, what was it, like 6?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think it was 6, but the issue was you named the 4 players.
Who were they?
So I got to see. So you had Isaiah Joe. Okay. That hit. You had Jalen Williams also hit. Then you had Shea, did not quite hit, and you also had Davis Bertans.
That didn't hit, right? In his time here.
I could go look, but number-wise, I think you hit. Let's see here. Going to stats and info, you've got, wow, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people hit over 40%. For the Thunder. And Lou Dort and Kendrick Williams are 39.5 and 39.6. Damn, what a time to be alive for the Thunder.
Man, you know, like all the suffering that we did for 15 years as Thunder fans with hardly any shooting on the team. And this probably year is just this. Like everybody here is just shooting over 40% on threes. That's just crazy, man.
Yeah, I mean, you remember what I would say like during the draft? I was like, I want shooting in the starting lineup. I want shooting on the bench. I want the coaches to be able to shoot. Like, I just want shooting everywhere. And like, brother, we got shooting everywhere. Even after that, Chet, 37.1, I'll take that. 36.4 from Jalen Williams, I'll take that. 35.8 from Shay, I'll take that.
God bless you, Chip England. God bless you.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I am going to be working on that article that I've been saying I've been working on for the last month. This week, I plan to have it out in like the next 2 to 3 days called Why Not Us. There is going to be a segment talking about Chip England and his revolutionary work for us. So
beautiful, beautiful man.
So, yeah, Davis Bertans actually did have 41.7. So, you got Bertans,
those should at least be half points.
All right. I will give you a half point for the 3 you got right. So that's 1.5. So you're up to 5.5. And I'll give you 2 points for getting the prediction right in a vacuum without the players.
Nice. I like it.
You got 6.5. And then, of course, you know, we've got the awards that remain to be seen. I think you had Diggs as coach of the year, too. And I gave Cone a point for that. So you are up to 7.5. Well done, sir.
That's what I do, man. I'm clairvoyant up in here.
All right. So I've got a lot of predictions because I think I did a prediction pod with everybody. I did one with just Dolan. I think I did one with just you as well. So I might be volume shooting on this one.
Watch out now.
I had 51 and 31. obviously low ball from what it actually is, but I was the closest.
I think you're the closest one. Yeah, you're the closest one on the unit.
Do I get a point or a half point?
You get a point. I'll give you a point.
All right, I like it. That's a playoff prediction. We'll get to that after playoffs. I said win round one and seven, lose round two and seven. Hopefully it goes past it. Shea MVP. Let's talk TBD. About it's it looks more like there was so much of a Shea MVP push today on Twitter. It's crazy.
So let me ask you, so guys haven't voted yet, right? Like they were all gonna get their ballots after the season.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah, there will be somebody will drop like a Google Sheet document of like the votes as they come in. Yeah, it happens. I think it happens like before the playing game or like during like the playing game.
I honestly think it'll be closer than what it was maybe like a week ago. If you would have done this, you know, I think the straw poll came out like a week ago. I think it'll be closer. I still think that some people stick to their guns once that straw poll comes out, and that's all I'm gonna, you know, vote for. And you know, these last two or three games don't really affect, you know, or sway me to change my vote. But I do think there will be some people that actually analyze the fact that Oklahoma City has the number one seed. How did Oklahoma get to that point? Because of Shea, and that's it. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, Chet had a great impact defensively. Yes, Dub had he stepped up and he made a leap of sorts, and he's the second best player on this team. Yes, great coaching. Yes, great shooting. But the engine that runs this entire thing is Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. And for him to be, you know, we talked about the last two seasons where we go, I think his numbers are going to go down a little bit because the other players around him are going to get better. No,
not me.
No, yeah, you have it. But I know that's one of the things that I've said, because it just makes sense that if the other players around you are going to get better, that means they're going to have the ball in their hands a little bit more. They're going to be scoring a little bit more. And so your output is going to be a lot less or a little bit less. He has become so efficient. He has become so clutch that he is still getting his numbers, still getting his, you know, 30 point per game average. You know, he put on a clinic this year as far as consistency goes. And maybe some people start to look at that a little bit more. You know, some people, again, like I said, some people become prisoners of the moment, and Jokic had an amazing second half of the year. But start to put into, you know, when you start to put it all together and look at the entire season as a whole, nobody has been as consistent, as efficient as Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. And so some people may look at that, you know, they may see that the ending point of this is Oklahoma City finished number one. So, you know, let's go ahead and kind of add that to the mix. And, you know, so many people said, hey, if Oklahoma City gets number one, then Shea has to be your MVP. I don't know. I still think Jokic wins it, but I do think it's a little bit closer now than it was maybe a week ago.
Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if Jokic wins it, because, you know, that's just kind of how the momentum was going the last few weeks. Shea playing hurt, sitting because of injury, coming back, trying to get back into rhythm off of injury. You know, and like some, like people pick and choose if the last few games of the season matter or not, like in terms of like award speaks or whatever. So it'll be interesting to see, because obviously, you know, we got that one seed, but if you're looking like stat wise, if that's like your big argument, Shea didn't have a great like last couple games. He had 43 games ago, but his last two games, not so great. You know, he had 15 today. I think he had 26 last game, 23 last game, something like that. So I mean, we've been very adamant all season long. Like, you know, we think that if you're talking about the word value, like there's not a guy that deserves it more in the league than Shea right now. But it gets misconstrued year by year about like, what does that word mean? What does the award mean? So we'll see. I hope Shea wins. For one, it would just be awesome. And for two, I predicted it back in July. So I need that to happen. But we will
How many games did he miss this year? I think like six or seven.
He missed eight.
I think the Thunder went 1-7 in the games that he missed.
Man,
it's value.
It's value. That's value. What's this warp? I need to know. All right. I had top five defense, top five offense.
Got him.
They called me a madman. I'm right here. All right. So I get a point each for that. Love that. I think I said top five net rating with Dolan too, but it's not documented, so I won't count it. I had Celtics one. I had Knicks three. Did they end up three or are they the two? They're the two. Mother frick.
Yeah.
God, that was like.
I mean, that was good. I think I put Knicks at three also.
Did you really?
I think so.
You had Knicks four.
Four. There you go. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I feel you. Well, I had the Knicks. I believe that the Celtics will win the East, but I want to be different than Nolan, so I said Knicks win the East. We won't talk about that right now. I have Bulls at nine, though.
Hey,
so
nice.
There we go. So I got two right. All right. And then on the West, I had the Thunder at the three seed, highest of the unit, and it did not work out. They are the one seed. Let me see if I got any more of them right.
Couple days ago, you would have been right on it.
Yeah, I know, right? No, I didn't get any more of them right. So, all right, I got two right from the standings, and then going to my bowl predictions. I got Shea leads the league in scoring.
Nope.
Just missed it. What's he? What is he like?
He's 30.2, and I think he's third or fourth. I mean, it depends. It depends on if he still count Embiid, you know, if he still qualifies.
I don't think he does if he doesn't qualify for, like,
yeah,
because, you know, that number is very high, but it didn't get a chance to come down, you know.
I think he's second or third. SGA,
he is third. Luka, yeah. Giannis, Shea, 30.1. So, yeah, okay. Well, I had a caveat though. I said leads the league in scoring and has 30 points per game again, and that was a hot take because, you know, as you said, like, you know, kind of the common misconception was just because of all the good players that we're adding, Shea's numbers are going to go down. I was like, I disagree. I think he's going to be able to use that gravity and bump his scoring up or keep his scoring up. And 30 points per game.
Half point, baby.
We got it. I also said 50, 40, 90. Man, what could have been? What could have been?
I mean, he had, what was he, 36.5 in threes? What was he on the free throw line? 87? No.
Let me see here. I'm on it. 87.4. Whew. Mm-hmm. God, that cratered.
It did.
I will say.
Damn you, technical free throws. Damn you.
Yeah, absolutely. That hurt him. That hurt him bad. I was trying to find it, but I can't right now. I do wonder what he shot since he came back from injury on the free throw line. Because I don't remember him missing a free throw since he came back from injury.
I mean, it's just been a couple games.
That's not true. He shot 20 in that one game, and I know he didn't hit 20 for 20, so never mind. I revoke my previous statement. I said OKC makes Western Conference Finals, TBD. Mavs missed the playoffs. Luka demands trade.
Nope.
not happening. I got Diggs at Coach of the Year, so that's a point for that. So, and I also predicted the Thunder Wolves rivalry was going to get nasty this season.
Yeah, it was all right. It wasn't nasty.
See, Alex, like, you didn't even know the Jalen Williams zesty thing. I don't think you're on the side of Twitter to know how nasty it was.
I stay away from those corners, man. I tell you.
I don't try to. I'm just scrolling in my timeline. I'm like, what?
I'm gonna go to Twitter right now, and in my search bar, just put Jalen Williams zesty and see what comes up.
I don't even know if it'll come up because, like, people just quote tweet it and, like, he's acting zesty or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what the kids are doing.
Is it because of that TikTok he put out in the beginning of the year where he's like,
that's one of them, but also, like, you know, whenever Shade. You know, like whenever Shea's doing like post game interviews and him and other Jalen Williams, that's the first thing that comes up. Like, oh,
yeah, that's the first thing that comes up.
Alex did it live. I love it. All right, so closest record, top five defense, top five offense, 3 points. Celtics, Bulls, 5 points. Nothing in the West. I'm getting half point for the Wolves rivalry. I'm just taking.
Go ahead.
I'll give it. 5.5. Diggs, Coach of the Year, 6.5. 30 points per game for Shea, 7. My white just died. That's cool. I am currently at 7. I'm trailing you by half a point with the postseason to go. So
Western Conference Finals or bust.
I need it. I need it. I think you'll take the L if we make the Western Conference Finals, and you'll be happy.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
But, Alex, definitely. Man, it's been obviously been an awesome season. You know, shattering expectations, smashing through the glass ceiling, as I said in my game day tweet, which, by the way, like, I'm so excited to do the first playoff game day tweet since the bubble. So that's going to be so much fun and so hype. Xavier wants to join in preseason picks next time.
We might do a fan preseason picks thing this upcoming beginning of the year.
Crowdsource some takes. We'll see. We'll see what everybody does. I like it. But yeah, talking about the playing game before we get off of here, we are going to be bringing you guys some more content this week. Lots of content. We're going to be doing post games for every playoff game in the playoffs. It's going to be awesome. But before we get to that, play-in predictions, Alex, what team are we facing in the first round and how many games are we beating them in?
Kind of liked what Cone was cooking. I do think the Lakers take the 7-8 matchup, and so they become the 7 seed. And I think the Warriors actually beat the Kings. I do think experience plays a little bit into that, and I do think that the Kings, having a couple injuries, it kind of makes them a little bit more predictable. The second play-in game is going to be Warriors-Pelicans, and I'm going to say Warriors. I think we face the Warriors. Talk about full circle.
Mm-hmm. How many games did we beat them in, or did we lose?
No, I think we beat them. We beat them in 6.
Beat them in 6.
5 or 6. Yeah, 5 or 6.
6 is always my go-to whenever I'm picking like a series. Well,
six is always my go-to because we're usually the lower seed for some reason. Mm-hmm. The Thunder are usually the lower seed, and so 6 would mean that hopefully you go up 3-2, you win a road game somewhere in there, and you're ready to take that last game at home. I don't think 5 will do it, so I think we do have to win one in Golden State. So I do think we win game 6 in Golden State.
Is it still 2-2-1-1-1 format?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the 2-3-2. No, I think every round now is 2-2-1-1-1. The finals used to be 2-3-2. That's the reason why game 5. Yeah, that's why game 5 in Miami, that's where we lost. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's now 2-2-1-1-1 for every series. Right.
If we're being honest, it should have been up 2-0 going to Miami, but that's another day. That's another day. I am going to predict that the Lakers win in the first round. The Warriors win. I was also going to predict the Warriors, you will frick, so appreciate that.
I mean, go ahead and go with it, man.
No, I think I think the Lakers, obviously LeBron in the playoffs is a different animal. The Pelicans, they were there last year, but, they got beaten to play in by a young up-and-coming team that happens to be the one seed this year. So they aren't playoff-tested either. The playing game's a completely different animal. As much as I'm not scared of any opponent, I would have pause about facing playoff for LeBron. So if I'm the Pelicans and, I'm in that state, I think that the Lakers are going to win that game because LeBron James, because Anthony Davis. And let's just be honest, LeBron gets calls in the playoffs. So it's
entire freaking Lakers team gets calls.
Yeah. So it's gonna be hard to beat them in any playoff matchup. So yeah, they will move on to the 7 seed and we'll play against the Nuggets, just like our guy Real Oki was talking about, playing the first round, the Lakers and the Nuggets, and then moving on to the next playing game that will be the Pelicans versus the Warriors. I'm also taking the Warriors. I love how nobody – oh, no, come to the Kings. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'm taking the Warriors, and I think we gentlemen sweep them.
5 games.
I think that's going to be, like, the whole time, like, after the playing game, before the first-round matchup, everybody's going to be talking about how the Warriors, like, oh, they look so good in the play-in tournament. Like, they won both games. They're hot. They're in rhythm. They've been here before. Steph Curry's a monster. They're going to come into OKC, get destroyed by 30 points right off the bat. And everybody's going to be like, oh, shoot, this Thunder team is legit. So, because what we didn't talk about, and I meant to mention, is one of the best things about today's beatdown is our starters got to rest the entire second half. So, like, they played the first half, dominated them by 41 points, rested the entire second half. They will have, what's the day? Sunday. So, they will have 7 days rest before they play again. When you see this Thunder team, you will have a fresh Shea, a fresh Dub, a fresh Chet, a fresh Giddy. I'm just saying everybody. Those guys, because they were, like, you know, they've been hampered over these past couple weeks. Like, whole team's going to be fresh. Can't wait to see it. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. Keep it locked in here. With the Top of Thunder podcast, we will be back on Tuesday talking about what happened in the play-in games and, you know, further breaking down matchups, maybe with a different cast of characters. Thursday, we will be joined by the folks over at Nerd Sesh to preview the playoffs and the Thunder's first-round matchup more extensively. If you guys haven't seen Nerd Sesh, definitely tap into their videos. These guys are a basketball encyclopedia of knowledge.
Crazy.
I quote tweeted one of their videos. This is kind of like a series they've been doing. Carson, one of the guys, he's literally naming the starting position for every NBA champion going back to the 1960s off the dome. Like, he's absolutely insane. These guys know ball to the highest degree. You don't want to miss out on what they say about the Oklahoma City Thunder going into the playoffs. And the next time you hear from us will be post-game after the 30-point blowout in the first game of round one, Thunder versus Warriors. You heard it here first. So until then, go ahead and follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder. Want to give a shout out real quick to the entire unit, but also Matt Tierney, who revitalized the social media this season. We hit 6,000 followers. We were like 4,000 and change.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were like 4,000 and change, like, going into the season, and we hit 6,000 followers today at the end of the season. So, like, that's an awesome milestone, awesome benchmark for us. We're going to continue bringing you guys some awesome stuff on there. Tierney's going to be back doing edits, highlights, obviously podcasts, live reactions, live tweets. Definitely want to tap in for that. So follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder. Go ahead, if you're watching this video right now, go ahead and hit that like button. Subscribe to our channel. As I say, we'll be going live post-game. Every game that the Thunder in the playoffs will be going live after the play-in games on Tuesday. Hit that notification bell so you don't miss out and you can tap into our live chat. We've got some people that are active today. Shout out Savir. He's a real one. He's the homie. We got real Oki as well. We got Joseph in here. The chat's not as active tonight. You know, people are kind of just listening to the hype, listening to the takes. But last podcast, we had like 30 people, like, just like popping in.
Love it. Interact with us, guys. Interact.
Absolutely. Definitely want to tap in. But, yeah, subscribe, hit the notification bell, like the video, leave a comment down below. Say who you want to face in the play-in. Thunder 2-0 on 4-plus days of rest. Shout out Xavier. Once again, a real one. Say who you want to face in the first round of the playoffs for the Thunder. But, yeah, until then, I hope everybody has a great night, a phenomenal night, if you will. God bless. Hoop when you can. The Thunder of the one seed. So, as always,
Thunder up. Go OKC Blue tomorrow.
Yeah, in the finals, game 3. Take it home, James Green.
Let's go, Lindy.
Thank you for listening to the Topic Thunder podcast. Our podcast is available to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review, and follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder.
Thunder up!
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.